Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. An important issue regarding the doctrine of jihad is that when does it become obligatory on a person that he must participate in the all-important obligation of jihad? In other words, when will he be sinning in the eyes of God if he does not participate in jihad? Now, first of all, it needs to be considered that jihad today must always be conducted against oppression, against injustice, against persecution, and only an Islamic state can conduct jihad. So if we analyze this whole perspective in the light of what happened in the time of the Prophet, we'll come to realize that there were certain situations in which the state made a call, which in religious parlance is called Nafir-e-Am, when the authorities of the state called each and every Muslim to participate in jihad. And there were certain other enterprises in which this was not the case, and it was left upon the Muslims themselves whether they want to participate in jihad or not. Now, regarding the first of these, in which it was compulsory on each and every Muslim to participate in jihad, which, as I said earlier on, is called Nafir-e-Am, in which the state authorities call each and every Muslim to participate in jihad, it becomes absolutely obligatory for him to say rest in response to this call and to participate in jihad. And this is mentioned in the Quran in the following words: Kul in kana abaukum wa abnaukum wa ikhwanukum wa azwajukum wa ashiratukum wa amwalun iqtaraftumuha وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. O Prophet, tell them, if your fathers, your sons, your brothers, your wives, your tribes, the wealth that you have acquired, the merchandise you fear may not be sold, and the homes you like are dear to you, then God, His Prophet, and the struggle or jihad for His cause, then wait until God makes His judgment, and keep this in mind that God does not guide such people who break their promises. So this is the type of jihad in which a general call is made to each and every Muslim to participate in it. And if a Muslim does not participate in such a jihad, then of course he would be sinning in the eyes of God. There may not be any punishment for him in this world, but in the eyes of God he would be sinning. And as I said, there's another type of jihad in which this general call is not made, and in which participation is left upon the Muslims themselves. And of course today, in the presence of standing armies, this situation very seldom arises. In that particular situation, though participation in jihad, if a person is called or if he is given the opportunity, it could be a very desirable endeavor, but in this regard, if he does not participate in such an endeavor or such a campaign, he would not be sinning in the eyes of God. And this particular type of jihad is also mentioned in the Quran, in which a general call is not given. Of course, as I said, it is not compulsory for every Muslim to participate, but it is left to their discretion. This is mentioned in these words in the Quran in Surah Nisa. The words are, لا يستوي القاعدون من المؤمنين غير أولي الضرر والمجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم فضل الله المجاهدين بأموالهم وأنفسهم على القاعدين درجة وكلا وعد الله الحسنى وفضل الله المجاهدين على القاعدين أجرا عظيما درجات منه ومغفرة ورحمة وكان الله غفورا رحيما. Not equal are those of the believers who sit at home without any genuine excuse, and those who strive hard and fight in the cause of God with their wealth and their lives. Allah has given preference by a degree to those who strive hard and fight with their wealth and their lives above those who sit at home. Truly, for each, God has made a good promise, and truly, Allah has preferred those who strive hard and fight above those who sit at home by a huge reward, high status and forgiveness and mercy from Him. And Allah is forgiving, most merciful. So these verses spell out the fact that in certain times, when a general call is not made, it is left to the discretion of the Muslims to participate in jihad or not. It is greatly desirable. It will earn for them great reward. But if in such a case they do not participate in it, they will not be sinning in the eyes of God. So we can sum up the whole issue and say that a person becomes a sinner in the eyes of God when he does not participate in the call of jihad, only when this call is made by state authorities, so that every Muslim must participate in this particular endeavor. However, when such a call or when such a Nafir-e-Am is not made, then Muslims would not be sinning in the eyes of God if they do not participate in jihad. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum wa lisa'iril muslimina wal muslimat.